like to offer congratulations to all the fathers who are with us this morning. And let us never forget our fathers who have gone before us. May they rest in the peace of God's presence. And let us remember also, fathers and mothers, the promise we made at the sacramental baptism of our children to accept the responsibility of training them in the Catholic faith. And we answered, I will. May we always stay true to that promise we made in the presence of God. As we journey through life, it seems that we become more and more aware of the many mysteries that we encounter every day. Some of these mysteries are not totally understood. Every day it seems that something new is being discovered that answers questions that were previously hidden. We accept these discoveries because they generally are proven through science. At the same time, we as Christians have many questions related to God's existence in the world, like what it means to be humanly dependent on God and the many ways that God is present to us throughout our lives. And that raises a question, actually two questions. The first is, who am I? And the second is, who is God? We may never fully answer the first questions without at the same time answering the second. They are interrelated. Today on the Feast of the Holy Trinity, the Church is trying to help us understand that question, who is God? This morning's Gospel of John seeks to say something to us that is simple, yet very profound. And that is, every human being, at some point in their lives, must encounter the existence of God. There's so much more we need to learn and understand about God, and we should be inquisitive. Learning about God is a never-ending quest that is understood through the life of Jesus. If we want to understand who God is, John's Gospel today provides some excellent insight. Jesus says, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth will guide you to all truth. We all want to understand what we learn and hear about God. Ultimately, God is a mystery, and so is the fundamental doctrine of our faith, the Trinity. God as Father in the Trinity is a mystery that we continually try to understand with greater clarity. And the more we try to understand, the more we realize that there is so much more that God calls us to learn through his life on earth, through the Gospels. Our desire to truly understand the Trinity is a reminder to us that God is so much greater than we can ever fully comprehend. But the grace we receive is in the effort that we take to know God more deeply. Today's Solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity is not really a celebration of Christian doctrine. It's a reminder that we can learn and experience more about God and his love for us through the Trinity. God knows each of us, and God loves each of us, and God wants us to experience this love. So how can we come to experience God's love much more intimately. We start by allowing God to love us, by opening our hearts to God's love. St. Augustine writes, "To fall in love with God is the greatest of all romances. To seek Him is the greatest adventure. And to find Him is the greatest achievement. The Trinity is the perfect love because Jesus is united with the Father and the Spirit to show us the way to the Father. Throughout our lives, God is always present to us. It is we who sometimes push God to the side. And it is we who sometimes put God on the shelf and then take Him down when we experience stressful situations in our lives. We need to keep God close to us throughout our lives. Today we celebrate that we can know God. We celebrate especially that God wants to be known. We can know God because we know Jesus. We know Jesus because of the ongoing presence of God and the Holy Spirit, all united as one in the Holy Trinity. Each of these persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is an experience of God. Taken together, our experience helps us to understand who God is. And as we understand who God is in our lives, our understanding of ourselves will be shaped. St. Paul tells us that God does not in itself free us from human division and suffering, but establishing an intimate personal relationship with God through the Trinity will enable us to appreciate the blessings we experience throughout our lives and also help us endure the sufferings of life and begin the journey to fully know ourselves.